Okay. So look, you need to use the sentences if you want to learn the English. Okay? All right, here we go. Why do we take risks? We take risks with money for financial stability. Do you understand that? Do you understand financial? Stability means safety. It means it's stable. It's not like that, and it's not like that. It's safe. Or for profit. Do you know that word? It means if you have 10 RMB today, tomorrow you have 100. That is your profit. Extra money. So businesses make a profit. It's extra money. Or we take risks for pleasure. Some people like taking risk for sport. Do you know this word? It means excitement. Some people like taking risks. Some people don't like taking risks. And some people like taking risks because it's exciting. I like taking risks because it's exciting. Some of us take risks because we have to, for our job. Sometimes, if you look around Beijing, you see the buildings going up, and you see the man at the top of the building, and he's got no rope, he's got no hat, and he's working at the top of a building. Very risky. But he doesn't do it because he likes it. He does it because it's his job. So we take risks for different reasons. And another reason some people take risks, reputation. Do you know that word? It's a little bit like in Chinese, you know, you have face. It's like that. So if people see me and I take a risk, people think, oh, what a big man. He's brave. So some people, especially young men, they like to take risks. So the girls think, oh, what a man. He's my boyfriend. So a lot of people take risks for their reputation. What other people think about them. Okay? Any questions? Now, we all take risks. Everybody takes risks. Some of us take high risks. Some of us take low risks. But what we want to do is, we want to make the risk less. How can we lessen the risk? Do you know this word? It means reduce or make smaller. How can we make the risk smaller? There are several things we can do. One, we can plan in advance. So if you're going abroad, you can take out some insurance. Do you know that word? Health or travel insurance. It makes it less risky if you have an accident. we can tell people what we're doing. So if I'm going for a walk in the mountains, and if I tell you, if I don't come back, you know there's a problem, you can call the police. If I don't tell you what I'm doing, if I don't tell you I'm going to the mountain, if I don't come back, nobody knows there's a problem. So you can tell people what you're doing, and they can help you. Or with money, you can divide the risk, and you can divide it again. So don't put all your money into this company or into gold. Put a little bit into gold, a little bit into that company, a little bit into dollars. So you divide the risk. That's right. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Because if you drop the basket, all your eggs get broken. That's right. Another way we can lessen the risk is by taking safety measures. In the car, do you know that word? Seatbelt is in the car when you put your belt on. So if you have an accident, you don't hit the glass. Sometimes the seatbelt will kill you. But usually the seatbelt will save you. Usually. If you're very unlucky, you're right. The seatbelt could trap you in your car. If you ride a motorbike, you can wear a crash helmet to protect your head. It lessens the risk of serious injury. Do you agree? Or if you can, goggles. Goggles are protective glasses. So if you're working, chip, 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 oh! That wouldn't happen if I had goggles. They protect my eyes. So you can lessen the risk by planning, safety measures, and of course your behavior, what you do. Don't do risky things. Oh, long way. If you don't want to risk it, don't do it. It's easy. Obey the rules. So if you want to cross the road, wait for the green light. Don't go when all the cars are coming. And you're going, that's a dangerous, that's a risky way to cross the road. Okay? An observant means just keep watching and keep your eyes open. For instance, I've noticed in China, I have learned when I'm walking in the street, look at the pavement, because there are holes, or there are wires that go across, or there are things here that you bump your head into if you don't look. So you have to watch where you're going. In England, I can walk like this. And I know it's safe, but you can't do that on a Chinese street. Because there's something dangerous on the pavement. So, be observant is one way to reduce the risk. Any questions? Any questions? Okay, so in a little while, I'm going to ask you again to talk some more. So I want you to try to use some of these sentences that I've been using. Lessen the risk. Take the risk. Run the risk. So try to use these sentences when you're talking about risk. Okay? Now, for a few couple of minutes, 5 minutes, I'm going to ask you later to talk about risk. So for the next few minutes, I'll tell you or show you some of the risks I take. Okay? I like doing risky sport. That's me. Have you seen that? Can you see it very well? Have you seen this? And it's like where you fly in the air, but there's no aeroplane, there's no engine, there's just a piece of material, and it's over your head. And you jump off a mountain, and then you fly. In English, it's called hang gliding. I love doing that. It's a bit risky, but I like taking risks. I like being excited by risks. The other thing I do a lot, I've done it in China about 8 times, I've done it in Europe about 10 times, bungee jumping. You can't really see the picture on here, but can you see that? That's me. Yeah, really. And I'm hanging by my toes like a bat. So here are my toes. Here's my head. And then this man has got his foot on my feet, like that. And then he just stands off my foot and I fall. And you fall into the river below. And then you bounce up and down. So this is bungee jumping. Some of you are asking, what is bungee jumping? Well, this is in France. But in Beijing or in China, you can do it in Longqingxia and Qinglongxia. But both of them do bungee jumping. Okay. I've been bungee jumping about 8 times in China, I think. Because I like the excitement. Another risky sport I like to do is rugby. Do you know rugby? It's like American football, but it's not the same. It's a little bit different. It's a very rough game, very tough game. You get a lot of injuries if you're not careful playing rugby. And the other thing I like doing, I do it in England, I can't do it in China, I don't think, is flying. But there's no engine. So there's 2 aeroplanes. This aeroplane pulls that aeroplane up into the sky, and then this aeroplane lets go. And then this aeroplane flies around and then comes down and lands. And when I do that, I like to do this. If this is my aeroplane, I go. And then down to the ground. Because it's very exciting. Do any of you like risky sport? Anybody? Does anybody want to go bungee jumping with me in Longqingxia? Do you want to come? You can do this. Do you want to?
No.
You'd like it. Okay. Other risky little things I do. Sometimes I take risks for fun. Do you know that? Where is that? That's Huashan in Shaanxi. Do you know it? It's the cliffside walk. Oh, you can't, the pictures aren't very bright, are they? They're brighter on the computer. Well, this is a mountain. Long way down. And this is a piece of wood. That wide. And you walk. There's me. And there's the wood. I'm walking on here. Have you seen that? It's in China. It's in Huashan in Shaanxi. Yeah, if you want to go, you can go and do it. Very exciting. Your heart is going boom, 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 boom. Very frightening, very scary. The other risk, not very risky, but a little bit risky, is fireworks. Do you like fireworks? Don't you? I was in Xi'an for the New Year. Hundreds of fireworks. 10 hours. Fireworks, 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 non-stop. Amazing, fantastic. But they're quite dangerous. That's like a little bomb. Yeah. And when you light it, you go... So it's a little bit risky. And again, you can't see the pictures too well. That's climbing on the Great Wall. I can't remember where it is. It's somewhere north of Beijing. And the wall has all fallen down. It's very dangerous. And you have to climb up the mountain, and then go on the wall, and climb up the mountain again. It's not Mutianyu, or Simatai, or Badaling. It's not them. It's somewhere very dangerous, just outside Beijing. Have you been to the Great Wall? Of course. Is it risky?
No.
Not really, is it? No. Badaling isn't risky. Or Mutianyu isn't risky. It's beautiful. But it's not really dangerous. Sometimes we take a risk with food. Can you see that? It's a shame. On the computer... the pictures are bright. On here, the pictures are dark. But can you see the scorpions? They're called. No, in Beijing, actually. Have you eaten them? Mmm, delicious.